Om Shanti. Good morning. It's the month of January, which we honor as Brahma Baba's time of becoming avyakt, attaining perfection. And so for all of us also, it's a time to experience special blessings that will help us reach our own stage of completion and perfection. But January is also the month when there are very special festivals celebrated, especially on the 14th of January, which today happens to be a Sunday. And so happy Pongal to the Tamil family. It's a time for harvest, it's a time for the new year, it's a time for giving thanks to the sun who has provided us with all the abundance. But also, harvest festival and new year is celebrated across the whole of Bharat. Different names according to the languages, but the festival is the same. Time for thanksgiving, time for joy, time for singing and dancing. And so in Punjab it's called Lohri, in Gujarat it's called Makar Sankranti, and they fly kites again. Daddy used to take up the symbol of kite flying very beautifully. Let yourself fly high above so that the clouds that are down below don't bother you. Orissa they celebrated everywhere. And I don't remember all the different names, but it's a big, big festival day. And for Baba's children, especially knowing that when there's love and joy in our hearts, it's easier to have yoga. When there's sorrow and suffering, you try to remember God, but it's more challenging, because the thoughts of the problems keep pulling you. But when you've used Gyan, Baba's knowledge, wisdom, truth, and kept yourself in a stable state of peace and happiness, and you're experiencing God's love, that helps you stay up above and stay very close to God. And today, we also have a large family from Hirubhen's family, friends and relatives who've come to honor this very special soul who passed away last week. The cremation was a very beautiful ceremony, Jemini Ben was telling us, with the releasing of doves and balloons, white doves and balloons, white balloons. So the family knows that the soul has moved on and is definitely with God and liberated from any sorrow or suffering, but is definitely experiencing the freedom of being away from a body of pain and the experience of God's love. So we also have a film about Brahma Baba. So just a very short class. And thinking about Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba truly was God's messenger for the present modern world. Why? Because if Baba was here in a physical form now, we know he's with us in the subtle angelic form. But when he was here in the physical form, and if he were here today, people would not just know him as Prajapita Brahma, they would probably be calling him the Green Baba. Truly, Baba's lifestyle of total simplicity, of absolute renunciation, nothing for the self, everything for nature, the world, all of these things indicated how Baba's vision of brotherhood, Baba's vision for the planet, was something that people today would really take benefit from and learn a great deal from. Everything was recycled in Madhuban at that time. Even until the 70s, we didn't use detergent or chemicals. We used the ashes from the cooking fire to wash the plates, which are made of a specific metal. I don't know what it's called. It's a mixture of metals. But if you use the ashes and rubbed it and then washed it with water, they would be sparkling and they looked like gold. But of course it wasn't. But recycling was part of the whole system of everything. The cow dung from the cows was used to take up the coal dust and make patties and balls. And one particular individual took up this responsibility and so would do this every single day. Baba had cows at the back of Pandubhavan. And so people ask us, was Baba vegan? Well, in the truest sense of the word, totally non-violent, because the cows were treated as part of the family. Baba knew them by name, and if the cows happened to wander off somewhere else, they would come trotting back again. They knew how to find their way home, and so they would. Baba knew each one of the cows, and there was, you know, who looked after them? The brother who's now called Shiv Kumar, and he lives in Pandubhavan in Delhi Pandubhavan, and he helps with the transport. And so he did that service also. He's done that from the 70s. But while Baba was there, then he was the one, I think he was about 15 years old when he came and surrendered in Madhuban. And so Baba gave him the duty of taking care of the cows. And so, do you know how many cows there were in Madhuban at that time? Or even in Abu? There were 4 taxis. That's it. And no cars that Madhuban had. The transport was number 11 bus and bicycle. Dada Vishwaratan, when he went to the post office carrying a big mail bag every day, it was on a bicycle. When it was time to call the doctor and the doctor wasn't replying on the telephone, he went on his bicycle to call the doctor. And there was an oxen wagon, a cart. So it was a bullock cart that pulled all the luggage that we had to the bus stop. So just think about it. And Baba's needs, absolutely simple. No energy being used, physical terms, in any of the systems of Madhuban, except the light at night, that's it. But everything very, very much in terms of sustainability and the environment. So Baba's a good example for everyone today also. But Baba was also very modern, Baba. Baba knew how to please everyone. At that time, not so many in terms of people from abroad, but many of the mothers, of course, Rajni Ben, Chandra Ben, many already abroad, and they became instruments to found centers across the world. But it was all the different states of Bharat. And if you see the contrast between north and south, it's a huge contrast. And all the other states in between with their different languages and cultures and foods, everything. But of course, the one thread that held everyone together, their religion, their culture connected very much with Hinduism. And so for them to take on Raj Yoga was natural and easy. But Baba made sure that food that was comfortable for all the different sectors was available. And Baba's love for different foods even, very much. Baba was used to drinking soup in the evening. Now, how many people in India were accustomed to drinking soup, or even are still today? But soup was the traditional part of Baba's lifestyle. So, a human being, but a human being who had transcended many of the different divisions that exist, even at that time, and being able to be up above. And of course, once he became Baba's instrument, then total surrender of absolutely everything and just one focus, the focus of serving humanity. And when Baba became Avyat, then Shiv Baba had come. Shiv Baba told us that one of the reasons why Baba became Avyat was so that Baba could serve 24 hours, 24/7, literally, because when he still had a physical form, then of course there was a limit. The body needed a certain amount of rest, very little, but a certain amount. The body needed time for various things. But now that Baba was Avyakt, Baba was serving all the time. And that's why service abroad started very quickly after Baba became Avyakt. Just a couple of years later, Baba gave permission for a whole delegation to leave Bharat and serve the world physically. But Baba had been serving the world before then through the angelic form, even in the 50s. In the 50s, the Dadis recall how they would be in the mountains and Baba would give drishti, they'd be meditating, and sometimes they'd see that Baba was here physically, but not here. And they'd say, "Baba, where were you today?" And Baba would say, "Baba was giving drishti to all his children in foreign lands." And many of the people born in the 50s, they tell us stories of how they had a vision of Baba. Baba came to help them. This white clothed figure was there for them. They didn't know who it was. Then they went to a center. These are stories from Europe, from UK, from Australia, all over Guyana. Somebody had a vision of Baba coming to take care of them in hospital in Guyana long before the center started. So Baba truly is serving the globe even today, and we can feel Baba's presence. So enjoy the film. I think you'll find it very beautiful. And it's got subtitles in English, so I hope you can read those. And after that, we offer bhog for Hero Ben especially, but also for others. And so, have a very powerful rest of the month of January, and especially 18th on Thursday. 21st also has a special significance, the day of the cremation, and the day that Avyat role started, but more about that next week on the 21st. Om Shanti.